Hello, this is Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh.
And you're listening to Atomicast.
Oh, honey.
With your host, Tim and Shay.
Oh, honey, please. Oh, honey,
what?
Please don't.
What's up, everybody?
You got that one just in time.
Barely. Did I hear feedback, or was that just in my head?
I didn't hear any feedback, but I wasn't listening for it.
Oh, I might have just... Maybe it was like a psychic warning.
Yeah.
Telling me to mute my fucking computer to avoid the feedback issues that we've had. I know.
Yeah.
That was smart, dude.
That was good.
I think that was just a premonition.
I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I've never been proud of you for anything ever, but I am proud of you for that.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's Atomicast. This is Tim.
This is Shay.
And we are broadcasting live tonight on Radio Vegas Rocks and, of course, on radio.atomicast.com as per usual.
Yep. Get in the chat room.
Please do. Yeah. Chat us up. We are watching the chat room now.
Yep. Get in there.
Religiously.
Hopefully we're live tonight.
I almost said viciously.
Viciously? We're going to be vicious with them?
I mean, maybe.
Yeah. You're getting a little drunk, so I would say it's very possible.
Dude, it's on. It is on tonight.
I know.
You're supposed to bring the 40s.
Well, I couldn't find any 40s.
So instead, I'm just drinking three beers quickly, which is what a 40 is, essentially.
I know.
Three and a half beers.
Yeah.
That you drink quickly. So I'm just going to do that.
You're almost there.
Dude, I'm on my way.
I know.
So outside of radio.atomicast.com, Shay, how do they email the show?
They can email the show at atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's
3867, you just said that.
3867.
Dump.
Chat us up, radio.atomicast.com.
Oh, yeah,
get in there. I see a user connected, but they're not chatting. So,
well, they need to fucking chat.
They need to.
If you're in there.
Fucking chat.
Fucking chat with us.
Or don't. Whatever. What do we care?
I know.
What do we care?
I know. You'll just be distracted. What?
How was your week? And what are we drinking?
Oh.
We got the music train rolling. We'll keep that music train rolling.
I like the music train.
Yeah.
We're drinking some Bud Lights.
We are. It's episode 40 here up in the house tonight.
Episode 40.
The idea was to drink some 40s.
But couldn't find the 40s. It's been a long time since I've seen 40s. Do they still make them?
I'm sure they still make them.
Because I saw 25-ounce cans.
Yeah.
Bud Light.
Yeah.
I didn't see any 40s or nothing in a glass bottle.
Yeah, there's got to be 40s out there still.
Yeah.
Not, there just has to be.
It's some ghetto liquor store, I'm sure.
Do you remember what a big deal that was to get 40s, like, in college?
Yeah, I do.
It was so fucking silly, but I just remember thinking back then, a 40 meant, like, instantly raging drunk.
Yeah.
And now it's just
beer.
Little over three beers.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal.
Right.
But did you ever do the Edwards 40 hands thing?
No.
Do you know what that is?
I feel like I've heard of it, but I don't know exactly what it is right now.
You take two 40s, one in each hand, and you duct tape them to your hand.
Okay.
And then you can't get them off until you've drank them.
Oh, okay.
And I did it one time.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, almost puking that night. And I look back, and I'm like, that was just a little over a six-pack.
That was, like, seven beers.
Seven beers. And I probably drank them in, like, an hour and a half. That's probably what did me in.
You just drink them too fast. But they get warm if you don't. That's the thing I don't like about 40s and big beers like that.
Yeah,
they get warm so quick. Like, when we go out to restaurants or bars or whatever, like, I don't order the 25-ounce beer anymore because it just gets warm by the time I'm done with it. And it's just fucking disgusting.
Right.
You know, but no, I never did the Edward 40 hands, but I remember right after I turned 21, like, I'd go up to the gas station and get a couple of 40s, and that'd be my night.
Yeah. It's weird, right? This pathetic college party.
Yeah, I know.
What was your drink back then? What was your 40 that you always went to?
Probably still Bud Light.
Was it?
You know, at the time, it might have been Miller Lite. It was Miller Lite because you got me on Bud Light.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine was Ice House.
Ice House? Yeah. Oh, God. I remember.
So gross.
So disgusting. Yeah. I remember that from high school, not
cheap,
college.
Though. It was cheap.
We did Natty Light.
Yeah, that's another cheap one.
That just tastes like water.
Yeah. I don't even know if I could find it. I probably would have gotten a Natty Light if it was available. Because Ice House was gross. Natty Light was just sort of just beer, watery beer.
Right.
Natty Light was, Ice House was gross.
Yeah.
But it was the cheapest. It was strong, and it was the cheapest thing I could find.
Yeah.
Is that still around?
I don't know. I would never, ever go buy that.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure. Yeah.
Huh.
Dude, those were just the weird fucking times to look back on.
Yeah.
You just did what... You drank whatever was available. You didn't... Like, now it's just kind of like, oh, I'm not going to fucking drink that.
Yeah.
But back then, it was just
You're
like, oh, score.
You're a picky motherfucker now.
You would do the same. If
selective,
motherfucker. If I brought Milwaukee's best in here and was like, yeah, this is what we're drinking tonight, would you drink that?
Yeah.
Would you?
I think so.
Oh, I would.
Yeah, I don't know. If I'm at like a barbecue or something and all they have is, Bud Light is certainly not my favorite beer. I prefer craft beers and a little more hipster shit.
Yeah.
But I'll drink it. I mean, I don't care. Whatever.
You're a fucking hipster. That's why.
I'm a little bit of a hipster.
You are.
I'm the world's oldest hipster.
You were a hipster before there were hipsters.
Before it was cool.
That's how you know you're a fucking hipster.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No, I went to a 4th of July party this weekend.
Uh-huh.
They had Yingling. Have you had that?
You know, I'm sure that, yes, I've had it. It's very popular.
Yeah, that's the new sort of hipster popular beer, I think.
Yeah.
And it's good, but it's not great. It's the only reason it's popular is because it's kind of hard to get, I think.
Yeah, it's brewed out in Philadelphia, right?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know where it's brewed.
I think it's Philly.
I know it's the oldest brewery in the United States. They're one of the few that brewed through Prohibition.
Right.
And when Prohibition was repealed, they delivered like a shitload of beer to the White House.
I know. I remember reading that.
Yeah. Way too much beer to have been brewed.
Yeah.
After Prohibition was rescinded, so it was clear that they were brewing during the time.
Yeah, right.
And it's okay. I mean, it's a fine beer, but it's not a whole heck of a lot better than Bud Light. It's just sort of a light lager. It's fine. You'd probably like it. It's sort of a flavorful lager, but it's nothing special.
I'm sure I've had it at some point in time.
Yeah. But it was either that or the Shandy's, and I drank that.
Yeah.
Unimpressed. Yeah. I felt like it was being wasted on me since I didn't care about it.
See, I like the Shandy's more than I would like Yingling or PBR.
Yeah.
I know, because PBR is also a big hipster beer, and I cannot stand the taste of it. It's gross to me.
Well, and you're in Peoria, man. You shouldn't drink that shit anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
That's anti-Peoria.
Exactly.
That's an anti-Peoria drink.
That's why I don't drink it. Precisely, Timbo.
You just said it was gross, too. I think grossness is why you don't drink it.
Well, that's also true.
Peoria is why you shouldn't drink it.
Okay. Well, fine then, man.
Go with that. Next time somebody says, why don't you drink PBR? Start with a Peoria thing.
It's a Peoria thing.
Yeah, it makes you makes it seem like you have morals.
They fucked us over.
Yeah, fuck them.
They destroyed Peoria Heights.
Fuck
them.
Them.
Peoria Heights was booming, and then they left, and now it's not.
Yeah.
So fuck them.
It's funny. There was something like 300 employees, I think.
Yeah.
But the way that Peoria treated them, it was like half the city went out of work or something.
Yeah, I don't remember it, but...
I don't either. I mean, it was before either of us were born.
Oh, was it? That was that long ago?
Yeah, I think it was the mid-70s, maybe.
Okay, gotcha.
But whatever.
Remember when the Caterpillar, they were on strike. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were, people were going around and, getting bricks thrown through their windows and shit.
The scabs.
Yeah.
Yep.
It was weird.
Yeah, I remember that, because my parents were, and I guess I was too at the time, big into the church.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of cat people. And so we'd have to deliver food to these union people that weren't working during the time.
Geez.
You know, and they were really in dire situation. They didn't work for weeks or months or whatever it was.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Good old cat, dude.
Yeah.
That's what happens when one corporation runs a city, essentially.
It does. I mean, if Caterpillar ever left Peoria, this place would just be Galesburg.
Dude. Not far off, really.
Yeah.
I bet Cat is half the. I bet it's half the businesses here.
Yeah. Oh, I believe it, but I mean they're gonna be sticking around for a while.
Oh yeah, they just signed. I mean.
Yeah.
I guess they don't sign a lease. I don't know. They have an agreement with the city or something. I don't know how it works. They'll be here for a while. Anyway, I can't imagine anybody else gives a shit about Peoria news.
No.
So maybe we should move on.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
So all right. So this weekend,
it's 4th of July weekend.
Fourth of
we
July.
Should cover that. It was a holiday weekend. Yeah.
Yep. All right. So go for it. What's your 4th of July story? You told me to remind you your 4th of July story.
Yeah. So we went, we saw illegal fireworks on the 3rd.
Uh huh.
That was a lot of fun.
Yep.
My kid, she got a tent for her birthday, and it's just like an indoor shitty tent, but she's been excited to go camping in her tent.
Uh huh.
And so this weekend I said, fine, we'll go camping in your tent. We just did it inside, and I pumped up like a fucking inflatable bed, and I slept next to her two nights in a row.
Okay. What a good dad.
Yeah, I know. And on the 4th of July, we went down to my mom's, or mother-in-law's, wife's mom.
Yep.
They have got a really good fireworks show. My dad was there.
Okay.
My wife and my kid stayed there. My dad drove me home.
Yeah.
I got to sleep in the whole house all by myself.
Oh, man.
Dude, it was amazing.
That sounds amazing.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to the best part. So, after crashing out on a fucking air mattress on the living room floor for two nights in a row, I was just fucking exhausted.
Yep.
And crashed out hard. at probably 11:30 at night or so is when I finally went to bed on the 4th of July. Woke up on the 5th of July, took a piss, looked at the time, it was like 7:30. Mm-hmm. I was still all alone in the house. I'm like, ah, fuck it. I can sleep in. I'll sleep another hour or two.
Yeah.
Went back to bed. Got up a little after 11 o'clock in the morning.
Holy shit.
I could not fucking believe it.
That's really late for you.
No shit. I can't even remember the last time I slept in past like 8:30.
You were living over in your other house. I remember it must have been. You used to sleep after a night of us partying and drinking. You'd sleep till like 11 or 12.
Yeah.
That's the last time I remember you doing that.
Holy shit. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Yeah.
It was one of those things. I looked at my phone to see the time and I was just like, no. There's no way that could possibly be accurate. I just kept looking at it and finally I'm just like, it must be 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
I must have really slept 12 hours last night.
Damn.
But it's a shit like with the kid and stuff, you don't ever really, yeah, you must get sleep deprived and just not even notice
right.
it or something.
How'd you feel? Was that too much sleep?
I felt a little groggy, a little sleep hungover, as they say, for just an hour or two.
Yeah.
But then I just felt magnificent all day. I just felt like $1,000,000. But then, of course, couldn't get to sleep until 2 a.m. the next morning.
Right, yeah.
So this week's been a little rough trying to kind of get back onto a regular sleep cycle.
Yeah,
I've had one. I had one kind of really restless night of sleep, but I'm whatever.
Okay.
It's what it is. Who cares?
Yep.
I think it was worth it for that one amazing day. Now I know my wife feels. My wife, every weekend, she sleeps in until
11.
Maybe not that late, but 10. Yeah.
Yeah.
We have an agreement that she sleeps in Saturdays, I sleep in Sundays, and I bet I do it twice a year.
Yeah, you don't.
And
really
I sleep until
do it.
8:30 is my sleeping time, and then she goes back to bed after that.
Really? Oh,
she loves her sleep, dude.
Well, I know that she sleeps more than anyone I've ever fucking met in my entire life. It's
I know.
Ridiculous.
I know it.
I don't know how she sleeps that much.
It's weird.
Yeah,
that's like her pastime. That's like her hobby is sleeping.
Right.
Whatever. What do I care?
Yeah, my girlfriend's in town this week, and we went to bed at around 11 o'clock last night, and she woke up at about 11 o'clock today. And I was like, damn, how did you sleep that much? Like, I don't know. I was tired.
Is she going to go to bed at 11 again tonight, or is she going to stay up until...
No, dude.
She's just going to sleep 12 hours.
She's one of those that could.
Yeah.
I doubt she'll sleep 12 hours again tonight, but she's one that easily could do that.
Yeah. I feel like it's just a woman thing. Women
must
are just
be.
More capable.
Well, she also, I don't know if your wife does this, but she, like, after she wakes up, she likes, like, laying around in bed for a while. And, you know, if I want to talk to her, I have to go in there in the bed and sit there. And I hate being in the bed if I'm not sleeping.
I know.
If it's not bedtime. I can't hang out in a bed all day, whereas she can.
It's just a woman thing.
It's
I feel like it just has to be a woman thing.
Yep.
I'm like that, too. I wake up at 7:30 at the absolute latest every day. It's usually more closer to 6.
Right.
And once I'm up, if I'm up past 6 or 7, even to just take a piss, I'm just up for the day.
Yeah.
There's no point to go back to bed for me.
Right. Just wake up more tired after that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's certainly no point. I never have hit a snooze button in my entire fucking life. It seems like the world's weirdest thing to do that.
I feel like you've done it at some point in time. At least once.
I mean, not that I recall. The idea of a snooze button is so strange to me.
Yeah.
I can't imagine valuing that 6 minutes of sleep at all.
Really?
I can't imagine even being able to go to sleep knowing an alarm is going to go off in 6 minutes.
The 6 minutes,
or however
it feels
long
good,
it is.
Though. The 6 minutes feels good.
I just don't get it. I just
I know.
Don't get it.
I get it. I mean, it sounds dumb, but like in the morning, sometimes you fucking need that.
No.
I know you don't need it, but your brain tells you that you need it.
Maybe my brain doesn't.
It
I don't
doesn't.
Get the
well,
snooze
your brain's
thing.
Retarded.
Every once in a while, I usually wake up, well, not usually, three times a week I wake up at 6 to go work out.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly been times where my alarm goes off and I think, fuck that, and I just turn it off and go back to bed.
Yeah.
But then I just wake up whenever, 7:30 or whatever is my normal time.
Yeah.
I don't, that the extra few minutes of sleep, it doesn't. I can't imagine that being beneficial in any way.
Yeah, I mean, you're just disciplined to wake up. But if you're not disciplined to wake up like you are, then that 6 minutes does feel good and it does feel necessary. But if you just if you get in the habit, dude, you're just a very habitual type person.
Yeah, maybe.
You are. You're just a creature of habit.
Yeah.
So, like, that's just what you do. But the most people, I think, snooze is a good thing. And the overwhelming majority of people, I would say, hit the snooze button.
Maybe. I don't know.
Almost certainly.
There used to be a time in our lives where my wife would wake up earlier than me. That hasn't been the case for 10 years.
Why would she ever wake up earlier than you?
I can't.
Is it because you're self-employed?
Maybe it was I was self-employed and she actually had to go to work.
Right, yeah.
And she, when she would hit the snooze button, I would get so fucking irritated with her. I would just like literally push her out of the bed.
Yeah.
If her alarm went off and I knew she had the snooze button, yeah. I would just push her out. I can't fucking stand it. I don't know how people can tolerate it.
But. I mean, I can understand that because that would be annoying as fuck if you're laying there trying to sleep and someone's alarm is going off. Yeah. That's annoying. I get that.
Yeah.
But and just
for me, it's just a mental thing. I couldn't even get back to sleep knowing an alarm was coming.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. You know, I can't imagine that.
You're just a fucking weirdo.
I guess.
You're just old. You're already too old.
But I've been doing this since I was way younger than you.
Yeah, you've just always been old.
No, I'm young at heart, Shay.
Being born, you know, 50 years too late. But Jesus, you're like already an 85-year-old in a 35-year-old body.
Sometimes, with some stuff, I am.
You wake up at the ass crack of dawn.
Yeah.
You know, if you have to wake up, that sun's coming up. You can't sleep after that.
Well, yeah.
Get back out to the farm.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
I didn't used to. I'm not a morning guy still.
Yeah.
But when I was at ATS, I would wake up at 5 in the morning so that I could work out and then go to work pick up my kid. Yeah, dude. It was miserable, but I did it for over a year.
Yeah. No, I get you.
And now sleeping until 6 feels like a luxury.
Okay. Yeah, no. I can wake up at 6, but I don't like to.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wake up at 6. I prefer to wake up at 7.
Yeah.
7 is just a better time.
That's, twice a week, or 3 times a week, I wake up at 6, and then twice a week, I wake up 7:30.
You're just more disciplined about that shit, man. I'm not.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's discipline or just I have no other choice.
Right.
I just have other shit going on.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway. I saw illegal fireworks on the 3rd. That was badass, dude.
Yeah. Did you light yours off that we bought in Indiana?
Yes, I did. I brought them to the party. I thought that I'd be this like hero, you know, because I had this big old box of shit and a big old bag of fireworks and stuff.
Yeah.
And you should have seen the amount of fireworks they had.
Really?
It was just sort of like, yeah, toss it on the pile, Tim. So I did. Yeah. I mean, that whole fucking thing took up maybe 10% of the shit that they bought.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was a good show.
And the cops never came?
No, we had a scare, but it was just the neighbor fucking with us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I wonder if cops even really care, you know?
Yeah, I
don't. Obviously, it's, you know, if they even look.
It seems really easy to find people.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't imagine they would. Right. I mean, what would they do? I guess there's a fine involved.
If it's a big deal, I mean, but so many people do it, you know?
Yeah, the neighbors, there was a time the neighbors were like, I don't know what the word is. There was like a contest going on. So
really?
You know, our show would shoot off a big one, and then they would shoot off a big one. And yeah, it was kind of fun.
That's fun.
It was a good time.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
your kid enjoyed it?
Yeah. I mean, she,
she wasn't afraid of the fireworks.
I straight up lied to my kid. I felt guilty about it.
Why?
She, we tried to brace her for it, you know, so that she could enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
But within a minute or two, probably less, she was complaining because it was hurting her ears. She didn't seem too scared, except that it was just too loud.
Yeah, right.
And so I was just like, well, all right, I'm going to run inside and I'm going to get you a special treat that's going to stop your ears from hurting. It's like medicine. I gave her a piece of watermelon.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I was like, if you eat this, your ears won't hurt anymore.
Uh-huh.
And so she ate it, and she said that it helped and that her ears didn't hurt. And we had a good show.
Okay.
And then the next night, she complained that her ears were hurting, and she said that she wanted some of that medicine again, and that party didn't have watermelon, so I gave her a cupcake.
Oh.
I was like, that's close enough. That's medicine.
She's going to grow up and grow old telling her children that watermelon makes your ears not hurt.
Yeah,
it's going to be one of those old fucking old wives' tales.
Did I start an old wives'
tale?
Yes,
you just started that.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine. I felt really bad. My wife is a, you know, child psychologist.
Yeah.
And I was like, is that all right that I just fucking straight lied to my kid?
Yeah.
And she said it was fine. So
okay, whatever. It's mental. It's a mind game.
Yeah. She had fun.
Yeah.
So
your daughter played mind games on you every day.
She does. She's a little brat.
Just payback, dude.
Little twerp.
Yeah, dude. Just payback.
Yeah. How was your 4th? You were out of town again?
Yep. I was in Memphis this weekend.
You can't keep you in town, man.
I know, but luckily I'm going to be in town for the next couple of months. So that's
How was Memphis on the 4th? Did they have a good show?
We didn't see the fireworks.
No shit.
Yeah, didn't care to. I was took my dog with me down there to Memphis, and he stayed in the hotel with us, and he did not allow me to sleep very much on Friday night.
Yeah.
So I was tired as shit. I just didn't really care about the fireworks. Fireworks, like, if it's a good show, like last year, I was in D.C. for the fireworks, and I was on the Potomac River on a paddle board right by the Lincoln Memorial.
That had to be pretty badass.
It was a cool show. Like, shit like that, that's cool. But just normal, everyday, you know, fireworks on the 4th of July, it doesn't interest me that much. I don't care about them very much. So we didn't even see him. We got some good barbecue, went back to the hotel, got some ice cream from Baskin-Robbins, or no, some Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah.
So we got some ice cream and then went back to the hotel and just hung out and went to sleep. And it was perfect.
Yeah.
You know, it was good. But yeah, we went to Coyote Ugly,
mm-hmm.
one of those bars, and it was just a whole bunch of black girls.
Yeah.
It wasn't
dancing or
yeah, they were dancing
in attendance.
No, they were dancing on the bar. And they were doing that, but I mean, it was all ghetto music, and they were all,
yeah.
It was geared towards black people, for sure.
Not what the movie made it out to be.
Not at all. Not in Memphis, at least.
Yeah.
But it was really weird. We took an Uber downtown from the hotel on Friday night, and the guy, he was, you know, probably 60, something, around there. And he had lived in Memphis for 3 years. Fucking hated the city. He just hated the place. He moved up from Florida. And he was bitching, and, you know. He still had 3 or 4 houses down there in Florida that he had.
Sure. Now he's an Uber driver?
Yeah.
Yeah, that I totally buy that.
Yeah, I know. But he was bitching, like, and it's so weird because I find that white cab drivers just do this. They you get in the car and they start bitching about the minorities.
Really?
Hardcore. Like, and it's not the first time it's happened. It happens all the time.
I can't say as I've had that experience.
I don't know. I just bring out the racists.
They know it's safe to be racist.
I know,
around
right?
You.
It's something like that because, yeah, they just. And, like, he was bitching. He was like, yeah, but all them blacks around here, they're just different here. Those blacks are just different.
Yeah.
And he hated them. And he was like, yeah, all they do is they infest the city. And now look at this place. It's all run down. And I was like, was it not 3 years ago when you got there? And he was like, no, it was, but they did it.
Was he driving the General Lee?
No. He was driving a fucking Toyota Tacoma.
Did he have a Confederate flag hanging off the antenna?
He did not.
Oh, well.
But yeah, but it's weird. It's weird that cab drivers would feel comfortable bitching to complete strangers about racist things.
Right.
And then right after that, it was funny because immediately afterwards, he started saying that like if the Uber system, the way it works for drivers, is that if you have a rating below 4.6, they remove you as a driver.
Right. So one bad review could essentially remove
a
driver.
And he was like, you know, he said, yeah, well, you know, if someone gave me a 1-star review, I could just be out of a job.
Yeah.
And I was like, then maybe you shouldn't be fucking talking about jigaboos, because I'm pretty sure he said that, to random strangers in your goddamn cab.
Right. Did you give him a 1-star?
I didn't rate him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I'll go back and rate him.
Yeah, well... I can't say
I'm not going to give him a 1-star.
I don't think I've ever had that experience, dude.
It was weird. But then at the end of the night, it was so funny. It was such a contrast. We had this took an Uber back to the hotel, and this black guy picked us up.
Yeah.
And he loved the city. He was telling us all the great things there are to do, and he seemed like he loved the place, and he was having fun there and everything. And I was like, that was such a better experience.
Yeah.
Than the guy just bitching about everything bad about the city.
Right.
When we're tourists in this city.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Yeah, I'm trying to think back on it. The only white cab driver experiences I have are in Vegas.
Yeah.
I've only taken Uber maybe 2 times, and they're both black girls that drove me around.
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe I just don't have enough experience with the white cabbies to...
Yeah, I guess.
To understand the racism.
Yeah.
So you were in the South. Did you see Confederate flags? This has been post the ruling to ban Confederate flags.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't remember ever seeing Confederate flags in Memphis before either.
Yeah.
Just because it's, you know, civil rights movement and everything there.
Yeah. And it's barely in the South, I guess.
Yeah. Like, my girlfriend, I said the same thing about it to my girlfriend because she was asking about Confederate flags. And I was like, I don't think we'll see any. And I was like, it's not that far South, though. She's like, oh, this is pretty South.
Yeah.
It's like, no, I mean, I guess if you grew up in Seattle and then moved to D.C.
Yeah, it's pretty south
yeah.
compared to that.
Yeah, but for us, it's a, you know, 6-hour drive or 7-hour drive down south, not that terribly far.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But it was good. It was a fun weekend.
Yeah. How do you feel about the banning of the Confederate flag?
I think it's stupid that they ever allowed it up. I read the Ku Klux Klan started it or something. It wasn't actually, it was never actually flown. In the Civil War.
Oh, really? I didn't even know that much.
It was never flown at any federal courthouse or any state capitol or anything like that.
Yeah.
It wasn't even really around. It wasn't even the symbol of the Confederacy until the Ku Klux Klan in like the 1910s or something like that. They said that there was the white man's flag
The
Confederate flag. Yeah. So it's not even a true representation of separatism.
Yeah.
And you know, all the shit that the southern states were complaining about that ultimately actually drove them to the war and not just slavery.
Yeah.
It's just funny, like people just hate black people. it's yeah. It's not a sign. It's not a symbol that you believe in state rights. It's a symbol that you're a fucking racist.
Right.
That's all they could possibly mean.
That's all it's ever been for me, anyway.
I know, but that's they're like, well, you know, state rights. We're our own state, our own entity.
Yeah.
Fuck the federal government. And that's why they do that. That's why, you know, South Carolina had it at their courthouse because they're like, well, you know, we're a state.
Yeah. It's weird because the pro arguments that I've read are just sort of like, well, it's the South or it's the flag of the South and I should be proud to be a Southerner and that's fine. And I agree with that stance. That's fine to be proud of being a Southerner, but that has such horrible connotations.
I know.
It's like a German flying a Nazi flag and saying, look, well, it's, you know,
yeah,
it's got German origins and I'm proud to be German. And so I'm going to fly this fucking
Nazi
flag.
My great-grandpa was a Nazi pilot.
Yeah.
And I'm proud of my family.
Yeah. There's like so much hatred behind that symbol that you can't do that. You just gotta fucking put the flag down, dude.
Yeah, even veterans of the of World War II from Germany, I mean, they just don't even want to talk about it because like they were just not Nazis necessarily.
Yeah,
or the SS, but like just the soldiers, the everyday soldiers that got drafted and conscripted into the war. They don't want to talk about it. They don't want to remember that shit. But
yeah,
people here are proud of the you know, the slaves and the way we treated black people 150 years ago. It is funny though. The one thing that does bother me about, you know, we went to the Civil Rights Museum. You know, it's all about Martin Luther King and black people and whatnot. The only thing that bothers me about that is there's like a video at the very beginning and they shot it like last year or something. And they're like, you know, we stood up for our rights. We did this. We did this. And I was just like, the only thing I could think was, no, you didn't. You recorded this video. You didn't do shit.
Right.
And it was just like, there is a mentality of we did this, but you guys didn't do that.
Yeah.
That's like saying we killed all the Jews because we're white.
Right.
We didn't do any of that.
Yeah.
I don't like that aspect of it.
Right. Yeah, it's a weird... And I just don't understand. I don't get the mentality of being part of a minority because I'm not part of one. But it is just sort of a weird, just sort of a like an instant relationship you have with other members of that minority, I guess.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know. I guess it's the same way that I feel if I'm going to like a convention where there's a shitload of women and I see another man and I'm like, hey, me and you, dude. Let's hang out because we're the only ones here.
I mean, I understand the you know, the camaraderie there being finding somebody with something in common with you.
Right.
And black people, you know, I get that.
Right.
Another, whatever other minority. That's why you have, you know, villages up in Chicago that are, you know, just Ukrainians or just fucking Romanians or whatever. You know, people stick with what they know and what they're comfortable with. But there's just that mentality of like, we did these things.
Don't you feel a little bit of that about the things that America has done?
You know,
like we won our independence from England.
Yeah, but you know, I don't say that. I guess I don't say we did. We
like
didn't.
The United States did, or America did, or something.
Yeah.
Interesting.
The United States broke away from England. Like I don't. The founding fathers did those things. I don't think I've ever said something along the lines of like we as in America.
Yeah.
Unless you know, when I was overseas, like. In Ireland, and somebody asked me about Bush and all this stuff. I was like, well, the majority of us don't.
She spoke on behalf of the majority of Americans, Shay.
Yeah.
How fucking dare you? Well, what do you know about the majority
Bush's
of Americans?
Bush's approval
think?
Ratings were like 22%.
Bush wasn't president when you went there, was he?
No, but that's people talk about Bush still because it's fucking Bush.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, the majority of people didn't agree with the shit he was doing.
Yeah.
You know, and that was, yes, I backed that up with his approval ratings, which show that.
Yeah.
You know.
It was also your birthday?
It was my birthday.
31?
31
years
old.
Shay, you're gaining on me. You're going to pass me any day.
I know. It's true. Sometimes I feel like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What'd you do? What'd you get? What happened?
Well, my dad got me gift certificate to the to Weaver Ridge, the golf course here in town.
Yeah.
So he and I can go play. And then he got me a bottle of wine.
Okay. Your dad loves buying you booze.
Yeah, I know. You know. And then my girlfriend, I guess, didn't really get me much. She got me, she paid for dinner for my birthday.
I sent you a video of my kid singing happy birthday.
You did, which was fucking cute.
That's all you get. That's all you get.
That's all I need.
That's all you deserve.
Yeah. It was pretty cute.
Yeah, good. 31's one of those birthdays, no offense.
Oh.
Those... Completely fucking disposable. It means nothing.
I know. I could still be 30 then, right?
Yeah, you have no meaningful birthdays until 40 now. How does that feel, Shay?
Yeah. I mean, I guess I had 29 and then I had 30. Those are the meaningful ones. I guess 25 is a little bit more because that's like right in the middle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
you got nothing till 40. I'm in the same boat. I got nothing either.
God, we're basically the same age now.
Now it's every decade is what matters. That's all that matters.
Yeah, fuck. That sucks.
Yeah. It's weird when ages start just sort of blending together.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I kind of felt like, I mean, even, you know, I know 31 doesn't matter, and I didn't even really feel like 30 mattered all that much.
30 matters because you're just breaking through to another decade.
Yeah, you know what I did, though? I did less than I did for 31. I sat around at my friend Brett's apartment, and I think we ate pizza, and then I went home and went to bed.
Yeah.
I did nothing for my 30th birthday.
I can't remember what I did either.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
Birthdays don't mean much to me. And, like, my daddy was like, well, what do you want? What can I get you? And I was like, nothing. Like, I don't care about gifts. I don't, you know, some people get really offended if they don't get gifts and shit like that. And I just... It's a birthday. It symbolizes the day I was born. It doesn't mean I need presents. I'm not 10 years old anymore.
Yeah. I'm sort of the same way about my birthdays. I don't care.
Yeah.
I don't need anything. If I need something, I just buy it myself. And it's, you know, no offense to my wife. She buys great gifts and they're thoughtful and stuff. Literally almost everything that she buys me, I think like, well, I probably would have not gotten this if it were up to me.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time somebody's bought me a present where it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
And so, like, immediately useful to my life.
But that keg right there, I mean, that's a really cool gift.
All right, that was thoughtful. That was really nice. Yeah you're right. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
All right, anyway. Yeah, but I do remember the, like, you know, you always just hang out with people around your same age.
Yeah.
Approximately.
Right.
Like, the whole time you're growing up, really.
Yeah.
But I remember the weird feeling when I was about 25 and I had my job at the insurance company.
Yep.
And everybody just sort of went out for happy hour and stuff. So here I was, 25, talking to like a 42-year-old.
Yeah, right.
And thinking how bizarre that was.
Yep.
But now I think as I'm closer to 42 than I am to 25 now,
yeah,
I think that that's not so weird because there's a point at which age doesn't really matter. You sort of reached your maximum level of maturity.
Yeah.
And that's just sort of what it is.
Yep.
And what is that age to you?
I don't know. I don't know if I've reached my maximum age of maturity. I think
really,
I don't know, because I'm immature in certain ways. I'm still too selfish to, you know, have a family.
You will always be that way.
Yeah,
you're just gonna have to pretend like you're not.
I'm not ready to pretend. I don't know. I mean, I would say that. I mean, my life was a little different. Just that I was kind of, it got shook up a little bit there. So I kind of reverted.
Right.
I reverted on the maturity level.
Right. Understood.
So I would say 30 is probably my age where I'd reach my maximum level to date.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah. I don't know though. But I mean, I agree. But in high school though, I've always hung out with older people.
Yeah.
In high school, I was, you know, 15 and I was hanging out with 35-year-olds.
That's a weird one, though. That's a little weird.
I understand that's weird. The whole thing was weird.
I'm 35. I could not imagine one topic of conversation with a 15-year-old.
Yeah, we just had the bands, the music stuff in common. But still, it was weird. And I can look back and think that's fucking strange. I wouldn't hang out with a 15-year-old.
Are you excited to get your driver's license?
I know, right?
That would be the only thing I could possibly talk to them about.
Having to... make my dad take me over to their house, to this 30-year-old's house, so this guy could take me to a concert.
Yeah, Dad, will you drive me over to this guy's house that's about your age?
I know, right? Well,
I promise he's not going to rape me later.
Well, our friend Steve,
yeah,
he's 50.
Yeah, he's that's.
I met him when I was 21.
Yeah, so he would have been.
And we were like
40,
and we hung out. Yeah, and he was 40.
It's not normal, but that's closer.
I get it, but it's only a few years
different.
If you
were like 26 and 40, I would think that was fine.
Oh, totally.
20 and 40 is a little bit weird.
I know. No, I know, dude. I know. I get it, but it's just, there's a point in time in which, you know, talking and hanging out with a 50-year-old isn't a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, because you used to look up to those people as authorities.
Right.
Now you're just kind of on the same plane. You're a professional with that person.
Right.
You know, it's a different feeling.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Yeah, I don't know. I'm 35 now. I would go out with a 50-year-old. I don't know if I called my buddy.
Yeah.
I tend to relate to people younger than me because I think I'm just sort of immature and stupid.
Yeah, me and John are both way younger than
me. Yeah, 30-ish. I'd hang out with a 25-year-old before I'd hang out with a 40-year-old, I think. And 25 is further away than 40.
Yeah, that is weird. You don't have any friends that are 40?
No.
Hmm.
No. Wolfie is probably my oldest friend.
Really?
He's 36.
Isn't Fabish older than you? No.
I guess Polk is 37.
Okay, so there's Polk. 37 to me, I mean, it's one of those ages, it just kind of sounds like 40.
Yeah.
37 sounds like 40.
I know. I'm 35, I'm turning 36 here soon.
36 kind of sounds like 42.
Dude, I know. These are big years for me for some reason. 36, 37, and 38 seem like holy shit.
I remember
when those are big years.
I remember when my dad was 39 and I remember thinking he was old.
Yeah. I remember my dad's 40th birthday party.
Yeah.
That would have been like 9.
Yeah. It's an old age, dude. I mean, that's like real full on fucking adult. And you're
I got a few years ago.
Dude, your daughter's at that age. I remember a couple of things when I was 3.
Yeah.
She's at that age where what you do now, she'll actually start remembering some of it forever.
Dude, she's turning into a little person.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And that makes you older.
I was,
you know?
I was driving home from daycare the other day, and I can't remember exactly what happened, but somebody did something in traffic, and I was like, shit.
Yeah.
And I just heard this little voice from the back seat that was just like, Daddy, why'd you say that? And I was like, what? And she said, why did you say shit?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, God. Now I can't swear anymore.
Yeah, right. Because she's going to start repeating it.
And, I know.
Yeah. You don't want her to do that at school yet.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, I think we'll be a household where we swear.
Yeah.
But she has to be old enough to
know,
like,
the difference.
Yeah. You can swear at home, and that's cool. Don't swear at school, please.
Yeah, I've thought about that, though. Like, if I had a kid, would I let them swear? And I think I absolutely probably would, because I have a potty mouth, too.
Yeah.
But I think that at some point, it just sounds less intelligent to be cussing all the time.
Yeah.
A lot of our conversations sound like we're just the dumbest cavemen.
Yeah.
You know? So, and if
what
I had a kid...
What the fuck are you talking about, you shithead?
You fucking faggot.
You
fuck.
Fucking dipshit.
I know. Exactly.
Yeah.
And, like, I think if I had a child... As much as, like, I would let them cuss and they would never get in trouble for it, I think that I would, like, try to push them to not do it just because it sounds dumb.
Yeah.
It makes you sound very unintelligent.
Yeah. You know? I agree.
Yeah.
Totally agree.
That's the only thing.
Yeah. We are way overdue for a song break, Shay.
Yeah.
You want to play something?
Yeah, let's do it.
What are you going to play?
This is going to be, I've played one of his songs before. It's a dude called Noah. He's on YouTube.
Is it your brother?
No, and it's a mashup of a couple of songs, and I got this a couple weeks ago, so I don't remember.
Is it the guy who built an ark?
It is that same guy, also known as Russell Crowe.
Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. It's not warm when she goes away. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone. She's always gone too long. Anytime she goes away. Wonder this time where she's gone. Wonder if she's gone to stay. Ain't no sunshine when she's gone, and this house just ain't no home. Anytime she goes away, I know. I should leave the young thing alone. This house just ain't a home anytime.
up inside my head. You should know better, you never listen to what I said. Touching your pillow and rather than a naked sweat. Hoping somebody someday will do you like a dead. When it gets cold outside and you got nobody to love, you'll understand what I mean when I say there's no way we're gonna give up. Like the little girl cries in the face of the monster that lives in the dreams. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe. Is there anyone out there? Cause it's getting harder and harder to breathe.
Who was that again?
Kid named Noah.
That's right. I forgot that.
He's a little fat kid.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that.
He's got some pipes.
He does.
He does not look like he should be singing this.
Yep.
And he sounds different when he talks to you. But that was a mashup of Ain't No Sunshine and Harder to Breathe. Ain't No Sunshine is by Bill Withers and Harder to Breathe is by Maroon 5.
Yeah, I know that song.
I don't.
You don't know Harder to Breathe?
No.
There's a part where it's like, it's getting harder and harder to breathe, and then...
No, I've it's never weird. Heard it.
Yeah.
It's yeah, just, I don't like Maroon 5. I wouldn't listen to them, though.
Well, you know, I had a phase where I listened to girl music.
Oh, Jesus.
Because I had a girlfriend that was, like, way into it.
And when
it.
You bought a... Is that when you bought a girl car?
No, it was way later.
Oh. So you just remained a girl for a little bit longer.
In terms of my car...
Uh-huh.
That's about it, though. Other than that, I'm really intolerant of all female things.
Every time I see a Jetta on the road, I look in. More often than not, it's a girl.
Yeah. No, sure. I know. Oh, a Jetta's totally a girl car. I have no defense there.
Yeah.
I wish I could say to you, like, oh, Jetta's not a girl car, dude, but it totally is. I know that. I've accepted it.
Yep.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
I'm secure and confident in my masculinity, Shay. Good. I can drive a Jetta.
Good.
It's all good.
Okay.
Shay.
Yes.
What's the email address for the show?
It is atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Dump.
Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
But why would they want to contact us, Shay?
Well, they might want to sing us a song. They might want to recommend some good beers. I don't have much for this. They might want to get some awesome advice from us.
Advice. That's it. So we were running late.
Yeah.
We got 17 minutes before my broadcasting software clunks out. So let's just plow through.
Let's do it.
And do what we can here for these poor people. And then we'll plow through your news. This will just be a quick segment. It's wham,
good.
Bam. Thank you, ma'am.
All righty.
The plan was to see a movie with my friend who lives nearby. I did not have my car, so my friend offered to drive. We got to the theater, parked, watched the movie, and there was a $30 parking ticket on the dash when we got back to the car, half of which he asked me to pay for. Hmm. I'm curious to know if it makes sense for me to pay anything at all in this scenario, or if it was a situation where the fine was larger. Personally, I find it odd that I'm being asked to split the ticket. I did not choose this parking spot. I did not encourage him to park illegally.
Yeah, I don't think he should pay for it. That's a weird thing to ask. I mean, I get it. It's like a weird high school thing, and I would just pay him just so it's like not an issue anymore. But
yeah,
it's a weird fucking thing to be asked because that dude had no input on it and he just rode with him.
Yeah.
But
I think you're right. It's a high school thing.
Yeah.
When you're in high school, you split fucking everything.
Because you're broke. You have no money.
Yeah. I remember those days when, you know, if I had to fill up my car, I would put in $5 because that about all I could afford.
Yeah.
And if there was three people in the car, it's like, you owe me $1.40. You owe me $1.40.
Yeah.
I'll pitch in $1.50 because it's my car.
Right. We never did that. We never split gas or anything. It was just kind of like whoever is driving just paid and that was that.
Oh, really? We definitely split gas.
Oh.
For sure.
Yeah.
And it's part of it is sort of a low rent thing.
Mm-hmm.
that you just sort of grow out of as you get older.
Hopefully.
But there's still, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
There still are people like that as adults. But no, I don't think I... In high school, I guess, yeah, even though $15 is probably devastating.
Yeah.
Just pay it, otherwise you're out of friend, you know?
Yeah, it's not a big enough deal to make an issue of it, but...
It's weird as shit, though.
It's a little weird.
Yeah.
Me and my boyfriend are currently having space from each other. This is for you, because...
Okay.
Long distance relationship, South.
Is there a burpee? Jesus.
I've had a lot of beers. Yeah. What can I say?
Yeah, I know.
I'm trying to chug my 40 ounces worth, you know?
I think you're there.
I'm way over.
Yeah.
Not way over. I'm a beer over. Me and my boyfriend are currently having space from each other, and I have moved back home, and he is doing another room share about 10 minutes away from my house. Room share is like, I think it's like a,
I think it's a surfing?
European thing. Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
I think.
Okay.
I don't know. The reason for our space is because he began to feel smothered from me, like he had no space to breathe. Mm. This is because we lived in a bedroom share together for 2 years and worked at the same company for the past 6 months and had the exact same shift. Jesus, can you imagine sharing room with your girlfriend and going to work with
being
her
with somebody
too?
24/7?
Jesus Christ. That
would, and that's, you have one room.
Yeah.
God damn.
Miserable.
Yeah.
Since moving out, things have started to get a little better. He loves me and I love him and we both enjoy living apart, but being together, and also regaining independence. However, I'm not sure how to relight the spark we used to have without coming across as needy. I need advice.
I think she needs to give it time and do more of this and then eventually move into an actual place.
Yeah.
Not a bedroom.
Where you can enjoy each other without fucking being overwhelmed by each other.
Somebody needs to get a new job.
Yeah.
Somebody does, because that's not going to make this relationship work.
There are
a lot
of couples that work and live together.
I could never do that.
And also, go to lunch together and shit. Like, they just really are into each other.
And that's good for them, I guess. That's just not something I could ever do.
Me too. I love my wife, but sometimes I need her to leave me alone.
I need my space. I need time alone. I need to just not talk.
Ditto.
Yeah.
Ditto. So no real advice there except to just relax.
Give it time and then slowly build up and get a big place.
And can a woman really ask for more time without coming across as needy?
No.
That's just one of those things.
No.
You're always going to be needy if you do that.
Yes. Yes, you are.
Shay, thanks for letting there be awkward silence as I took a sip of my beer. That was really nice of you.
Well, I wanted to hear it because I could totally hear the gulping.
Really? Was that? Because I tried to do it quickly because I was like, well, Shay's clearly just going to be fucking silent.
Oh, yeah. No, you could hear the gulps.
Just
it wasn't.
Fucking sit there like a fucking lump.
It wasn't an awkward silence, you fucking
jerk.
You
could have at least said something like, hey, what's next? What's the next amazing question that you've got on your plate, Tim? I've applied to several hundred jobs in the past 2 years since graduating law school. And yesterday I was contacted to set up an interview for a position. It would be my first interview in 2 years. I began reading up on the company, and now I'm getting concerned. Apparently this position has a really high turnover rate. The reviews of the company are mixed in general. They seem very inflexible about scheduling, pay, and benefits. Although it's in my field, this particular position doesn't seem like my kind of background of experience will be useful. I guess what I'm looking for is someone to smack me around and tell me that working one full-time job making $42,000 a year is better than two part-time jobs making about half that. Shay, what's your career advice for this young gentleman?
Yes, I think making $42,000 a year is better than at one job is better than half that at two.
But what about if you're fucking miserable there and you're going to quit anyway?
It's your first job. I think you got to deal with that. That's not, you have to fucking pay your dues on things. And I think that everyone has a job like that.
Yeah.
Where it's just miserable and you hate it and you want out.
Yeah.
So I think you just need to get over it.
That's where these young kiddos, Shay.
Yeah.
That's where they're wrong. They do have to pay dues.
Yeah, like, they do.
Every career person that I know has had a shitty job where they pay their dues, where they just fucking worked it and that's what they had to do for a couple years.
My little brother wants to get into computers because he sees me and he's like, you know, it makes a lot of money and, you know, you can work from home and stuff. And I was like, yeah, you can. And you can make a lot of money. But
after you work lower paying jobs in an office for 8 years?
It's not an immediate thing. And, you know, it's just they don't. Yeah, a lot of these kids getting out of college, they expect these high paying jobs right away. And they think that it's a smite against them.
Yeah.
You know, if they don't get that.
Do you remember your first professional job out of college? What was it? Was it the Journal Star?
It was the Journal Star.
What'd you make?
I think 30 when I started.
30 grand?
Yeah, I think I was making 15 an hour.
Not bad.
Maybe a little less than 15
an hour.
Not bad.
My first job was I was out of a design school, so it was a little different. Yeah. I was started off as a designer, made $24,000 a year.
I
was so excited.
Actually, before the Journal Star, I worked at that call center right behind the Journal Star, Athena.
Oh, right, yeah.
Athena.
Sure.
So I had to wear, I had to dress up and wear like real close to that. So that'd be like my first professional job.
What'd you make there? 10 or 12 an hour?
I think I made eight.
Eight? Jesus, it that's
was
low. Eight.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, and this was 7 years ago. Would have been seven or 8 years, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah.
8 years ago. And I think minimum wage was like $5.50. So I made $8 an hour and I was like, wow, like I actually have money now.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I was making $24,000 a year when I was 20. So that was 15 fucking years ago.
Jesus, you're old.
But I felt real good. And then when I got my job at the insurance company, I made $31,000. Yeah. Felt fucking awesome.
Yeah.
I was making $50 by the time I left. Felt fucking awesome about that.
I know.
It's been nothing
and
but
now,
a...
And now I'd just be like, oh, God, I'm broke.
Yeah.
I can't live.
$50,000, yeah. Yeah. It's, I would really struggle with that.
You know.
I have a friend. Whoops. God damn it, Shay. This fucking iPad.
Evernote, man.
This is going to be a fun one. I have a friend who makes fun of me for my weight. He has made jokes in the past. I'm not morbidly obese or anything, but I am technically obese. I'm a big guy. I admit it. So today he showed me a picture of a shirtless fat guy and asked if I was related to him. I'm not one to get... I'm not one to get offended by every little thing, but yes, this did cut pretty deep. So I need some advice on how to ask him to stop making fun of me without sounding like a huge douche. He is a very loud individual. I wouldn't put it past him to announce it if I had just asked him to stop making fun of me. I just want this to end so we can both move on, but I need to be on good terms with this guy. Shay, what should this guy do?
You should just fucking tell the guy, stop it. Like, I'm not actually cool with it.
Nope, disagree with you. Shay, I love these questions and I can disagree with you.
You think he's just man up and, like, take it in stride?
No, I think that he needs to find something that this guy is insecure about and fucking... rib him as much as this guy.
Yeah.
This is part of what guys do.
Yeah. Oh, dude, absolutely.
Guys make fun of each other for all sorts of shit, but if you can find something that he is as insensitive about as this guy is about being fat, then it's all good. Really, just like say something about like, well, at least I drive a nicer car than you, or like fucking something. Find something.
Unless this fat loser just doesn't have anything that he's that is better than this guy, or that this guy can...
Maybe.
What if there's nothing this guy can say?
Then at that point, you can really, all you can really say is, well, you're a big fucking asshole. And just move on then.
Yeah.
Because that would be the only reason that this guy that's got it all together and makes a bunch of money and is extremely good looking would be making fun of a fat guy.
Sure.
Like Johnny's made, you know Johnny.
Yeah.
He made fun of me for being fat and for being bald and shit all the time.
Yeah.
And yeah, at some point it does start to kind of, even though I know I'm fat and even though I know I'm bald. At some point, it's just like, dude, I need you to leave me alone about it.
Yeah.
I remember I probably only had to do it one or two times where I was like, yeah, at least I got straight teeth. And I'll be goddamn Shay if that shit didn't stop
him
immediately.
Up right away. Yeah.
Yeah. And I don't think he's mad about it. It's just sort of like that ribbing that guys do.
Yeah.
And
you
that's
shut him
fine.
Up.
Yeah. That's fine.
Right.
So, yeah, I think you just need to find something and make fun of him right back in a vicious, horribly mean and inappropriate way.
I can jump on board with that.
Yeah, I think that's good. I'm a 21-year-old male in college. I'm 5'9". I recently started talking to a girl who is about the same age as me, but 2 inches taller. I know this sounds pathetic, but I wanted to know everyone's opinion on it. I've never dated a girl that was my height or taller than me. I feel emasculated and self-conscious. We get amazing, and we get along amazing, and we click. We've gone on 3 dates, and I'm considering dating her more, but for some reason, I feel this stupid hang-up on her height issue. Anybody have any input on that?
I think the guy's being a little bitch, but if he's already feeling emasculated from it, he needs to just stop.
I kind of
agree. That's early on enough. And I don't, if he doesn't, my money would be on she will end it, because a lot of girls don't want to date a guy shorter.
She'll know. She'll be able to tell that he's feeling weird about it.
Yeah, and she'll end up breaking up with him because of it.
Yeah. We're both tall guys, so we've never had to deal with this.
No, I've never dated a girl that's taller than me.
I dated my girlfriend Jamie. I'm like 6'2". She was like 5'11" or on a
That's
good day in good
tall.
Shoes, 6 foot. And I will be honest, it was a little strange to be like even in the same range as a girl.
Yeah.
But I think that's just because I'm taller.
Right.
And yeah, I kind of agree. If this is a hang up, if you're really insecure and feeling inadequate about it, you just gotta move on.
Yeah.
Or get over it. Or just get over it.
Yeah. But probably move on.
I have really wanted to spend more time. We've talked about this every episode, but here we go again. I've really wanted to spend more time outside recently, as the amount of time I spend indoors is probably quite unhealthy. The problem is I have no idea what to do out there. I don't have many friends that I can hang out with because I have social anxiety. The friends I do hang out with spend most of their time indoors as well. There's a small playground nearby that I used to play on when I was younger, but I'm six. Yeah, I know. But I'm 16 now, so that's no longer an option. I don't know how to ride a bike. I don't know how to swim, so those aren't options either. I don't have any money, so I can't go out and spend money. This rules out literally everything I can think of. Do you guys have suggestions of things I could do?
It sounds like this guy is just never going to make it in life. Suicide's a good option.
No, stop. 16-year-old kid, man.
I know, dude. He doesn't know how to ride a bike. Go outside and learn how to ride a bike. You don't know how to swim? Go out, put some fucking floaties on your arms, and learn how to swim. That will get you out of the house. All these things. Go on a walk. Go on a hike. Do anything. Yeah. Anything outside.
16-year-old with floaties on. That's hilarious.
If you can't swim.
Yeah, I know. But still.
Yeah.
I agree. It's at some point. What did
Stop
you do?
Making
as a,
excuses.
What did you do as a broke dick 16-year-old kid?
I had a girlfriend when I was 16, so I just hang out in her room with her.
But that's indoors, Shay.
That's indoors.
So that does not answer the question.
I really didn't do a whole lot outside, honestly. I hung out at people's houses a lot.
Okay.
Instead of going out and doing things. And I was in the band. So we had band practice, four nights a week or something like that.
We did a lot outside, but it was just sort of nonsense. And I guess he says his friends don't go outside either. So maybe this.
It's a fucking trend with this.
Won't apply.
Yeah.
But I had friends that worked. That had jobs all over the place. Yeah. And so when I was really broke, we would just visit them at their jobs.
Yeah, I remember doing that too.
Yeah, I remember a buddy of mine worked at Arby's, and that was the best because he had the hookup, dude. He could bring us all sorts of crazy shit.
Yep.
And so we would just park in the parking lot and sit on the hood of the car and wait for him to come out and bring us curly fries and shit.
Yeah.
And we would just sit and stare at a field and talk. Or like you said, you go to a park, you sit on a park bench, you walk around, you go hiking.
Yep.
I really did go do a lot of stuff outside when I was that age and broke.
Yeah. I remember playing baseball as a kid, but I mean, not when I was in high school, I guess. I didn't do anything like that.
Yeah. And I remember when I was dating around, I didn't want to spend money on dates because I was broke ass.
Yeah.
Or cheap ass more than broke ass, I guess. Parks were awesome.
Yep.
Go on hikes.
Yep.
Go to bookstores.
Oh, yeah.
You get outside a little bit, and then I know bookstores inside.
Yeah.
But.
That's a weird
endless entertainment.
Yeah,
and you can walk around.
Yeah,
it's like some exercise.
I mean, I understand that was good for you. That I feel like I would be awkward as shit in a bookstore.
Really? Why?
Just because I don't ever go to bookstores, and that's not really my scene.
Yeah,
and it's just I would feel weird about that, and I wouldn't know what the fuck to talk about in a bookstore. I know that you have things around you to talk about
endless shit,
but it would feel
you.
Awkward as shit to pick up a book and be like, "Oh, look at this book." Look at this book.
No, you just kind of have to go to a book that you're interested. If this guy's into art, you go to the art department or the art, whatever. I guess it'd be an art department. That sounds weird to say. But you go to where the art books are and you hope somebody else there looking at an art book and you just say hey, you into art?
Yeah.
Let's talk about art.
Are you talking about going and picking up girls at the...
Not even girls, but friends. If this guy doesn't have any friends,
Yeah, sure.
At least get out and get some social interaction.
Sure.
That's part of life. That's it's harder, but it's more satisfying than playing video games, I would think.
Yep.
So, Shay, we are...
Yeah, we're going to have to cut this off.
I could restart the feed if you want to go over news. Are you excited about your news stories?
No, I mean, they're not particularly great news stories.
Should we just end this thing early?
Yeah, I think we can just end it early.
I guess we're not even
on
early.
Time.
Yeah, we're not even early.
End it on time today.
Yeah. Well, all right then.
Yeah.
Sorry about your news, bro.
Dude, it's okay, you know?
So sorry.
We talked about lots of other much better things.
Well, is a
subjective term.
Subjective, that's the word I was looking for.
I can read your mind.
I cannot fucking.
It's because you've had so much beer.
It's probably
because you're drunk ass two nights in a row.
Yeah, you're right.
Two nights in a row.
Dude, I've been on a roll, man. Yeah. I drank on the third, the fourth, took a night off, and then the last two nights.
Wow.
What's wrong with me, man?
That's a lot of drinking for you.
I'm on a roll.
That's four nights.
I'm on a roll.
You're on a kick this week.
Yeah.
It's because you got your allowance.
I guess. Shay, what's the email address for the show?
Tomacast1 email email.com.
Nope. God, you should be embarrassed. Start that over. Who's the drunk one? Jesus.
Atomicast1@gmail.com.
Call the voicemail 832-819-3867. That's 832-819.
Fump.
Social media stuff.
Atomicast.com.
Signing off for the Atomicast Show. I'm Tim.
This is Shay. Go fuck yourselves, Ohio.
For classic episodes, hop on over to radio.atomicast.com and listen live on Wednesdays at 9 Central.